Welcome to DPR Half Hour.
All right, a very good morning to you, and thanks for joining us on a fresh edition of the program DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. Well, if you're listening for the first time, DPR Half Hour is proudly sponsored by the Department of Petroleum Resources, the federal agency charged with the responsibility of regulating and monitoring oil and gas activities in Nigeria to ensure compliance with proven standards and global best practices. Welcome to DPR Half Hour. My name is Ahmed. Well, on the program today, we will look at some issues around the activities, a lot of activities going on in the oil and gas industry. And remember, you have a chance to be a part of the program. You can call in. You can call 0813-331-3172 or 0818-706-9979. You can also send a message on any of our social media platforms. We're on Facebook at www.facebook.com/DPR Hotline. On Twitter, it's at DPR Hotline. On Instagram, the same handle, at DPR Hotline. You can send email to info@dpr.gov.ng. We'll take a quick break now, and when we return, you get to know who our guests are and some of the specific things we will be talking about on the program today. Welcome.
DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
All right, glad to know you're still there. If you just joined us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. Well, it's time to talk now, and I have guests in the studio, the Assistant Director, Products, Depots, and Jetty of the DPR, Mr. Bashir Siddiq. Glad to have you on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, I also have the Acting Assistant Director, Retail Outlets Monitoring, Mr. Isa Ibrahim. Thanks for coming.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right, so let's kickstart now. There's been a lot of issues about availability of resources now. You know, the resources have been available for some time, for a long time, and people are commending the government that the government is doing so well. As the department, what would you advise that the government does to help ensure that this continuity stands?
Yeah, thank you very much. I think one of the reason why we have seen stability in supply of petroleum products over the last couple of months is the fact that the supply situation has tremendously improved, you know, and all the agencies of government that has the responsibility of regulating the industry and making sure that the product is available have been working very hard to make sure that this happened. And we also have the cooperation of all the industry players, that is the depot owners, the independent marketers that do marketing of these petroleum products, and everybody has been on board with the government's desire to make sure that all these products are available all over the country.
Okay, is there any specific advice that the DPR is giving to the government to ensure that this stability continues?
Yes, we have always counseled the government to keep up the supply chain open, to make sure that the people responsible for supply of especially PMS do so at all the times and keep the stock at a level that will give us the comfort that the situation will remain as it is now.
Now, Mr. Issa, most of the petroleum products are imported, and they don't start from here. The production is done outside. They bring them in here. How do we ensure specification in terms of standards of those products? You know, that's one question that comes up in anytime we say we're bringing in products into Nigeria.
Yeah, just like the Assistant Director PDG have said, on that aspect, it has to do with monitoring. When this product comes in to the jetties, to various jetties across the country, we have our men there who, first of all, would liaise with the marketers and other agencies on ground to sample those products to ensure that it met our own requirements before that product is being discharged. Any product that is being found off-spec, that is off-specification to what we have, will not be discharged. So at that discharge point, that is where all the analysis to ensure that those products are of the quality that we have set in the petroleum industry.
All right, interesting. Well, keep the calls coming in 0818-706-9979 if you have questions or comments, reactions to any of the issues we're talking about today. You can call 0818-706-9979 or 0813-331-31. 0972. Now, Mr. Bashir, there's also the issue of investments in the oil and gas in the downstream sector of the petroleum industry. People have said, well, we're bringing in too much products into the country. Why don't we do something to encourage locals to be involved in the production? So what's the DPR doing to ensure that people invest in the downstream sector?
Yeah, one of the things with the petroleum industry is the fact that it is a very competitive industry. And for us, as a government regulator, one of the things we do to make sure that we attract investment to the country is to put in place regulations that encourages business. And one of the way we do that is to create a level playing field for everybody, because business goes where there is transparency, where there is where the rules are known, so that when you come into a business, you know that your investment is secured. And also, the federal government has an ease of doing business drive, and DPR is well in sync with that government drive. If you go to our website, you will find all the information you will need to set up a business, like refining business, like a depot. And recently, everybody has been talking about one of the largest refineries that is being constructed in the country. Oh. And part of what brought that about is the fact that the Department of Petroleum Resources has issued guidance and directions to people that are investing in that refinery.
Okay, Mr. Bashir, you're the assistant director of product depots and jetties, and there's this high dependence on PMS importation and usage, and questions are coming like, is there anything being done to encourage more usage of gas, you know, to take the weight off PMS a bit?
Absolutely. I think your listeners will notice that in the last several months, or I would say in the last few years, there has been increase in gas usage. LPG is now not as rare as it used to be. A lot of people are into usage of LPG, and this is part of government's drive to put in more product in the energy mix. You know, by that I meant, in the past you find people using kerosene and perhaps firewood, and now with the availability of gas, a lot of people are taking going into gas usage. Also, to add to that, there are a lot of projects that are coming up that has to do with LPG, and also we have people using LPG for in their cars.
All right, LPG is gas.
Yeah,
okay, so why we use LPG? Some people might be like, what is LPG?
Yeah, that's liquefied petroleum gas.
Okay,
so people are using it for cooking and in some instances for cars, even though it is not widely as much as premium motor spirit, that is PMS.
Okay, Mr. Issa, let's look at retail now. There's this wide proliferation of retail outlets in terms of products, and some people are concerned, like, especially when it comes to do with safety. Is the DPR doing anything to check that these outlets are not proliferated in a way that it will affect society negatively?
Yeah, of course, and that is why we set up guidelines for the construction of those filling stations. And based on these guidelines, we have also other agencies who we need their own approvals. For example, the town planning of each state are co-responsibility. They have a co-responsibility of designing the state to ensure that filling stations are sited far away from residential houses. So part of these guidelines is to incorporate the responsibility of the town planning to ensure that they give approval to filling stations where there are less residential houses. This is part of the safety aspect. The also fire service has a responsibility to play to ensure that that particular site that has been going to be sited is safe for that particular market or individual to construct a filling station. The police also have its own way in terms of traffic congestions and all that to issue their own approval. Once those approvals are being granted, DPR now takes that responsibility and incorporate with our own guidelines to see that those guidelines are strictly followed to ensure the safety of life and property before constructing that station.
Now, if all of these are in place, how come we still have some filling stations close to some residential buildings?
Yeah, you understand that every city is developing with time. You find that most of those filling stations are there before the development of those houses. Mm. And that's why even at it is now, we have a minimum distance between a filling station and a residential house, schools, churches, mosques, public places. DPR guidelines have put in place minimum distance. And in our guidelines, we have also increased that distance from 30 meters to 50 meters to ensure the safety of life and properties.
Okay, I'm wondering now, in a situation where the filling station got the permit to build the facility there before houses moved in. There's nothing we can do about that. What can the DPR advise in order to ensure safety? Let's say we have a filling station here. The station was sited here, and houses have come around the filling station now, which is against your standards. So, what in situations like that, what can the DPR do to advise those operators to ensure safety?
What we'll do in that aspect, once that information comes to you, is to advise Umakita to raise his wall.
Okay, raise the wall of the filling station.
Yeah, the wall of the filling stations. Mm. Because normally, what we have in our guidelines is 2 meters. And one that issue is now, we now ask the marketer, please raise your bond wall, you know, the fence of that particular outlet to a certain extent that at least will give, you know, cover to those residential outlets that have come in, you know, when that station has been existing. And we also advise if there are some hazardous, you know, equipments that are closer to that place, we now advise them to shift them, you know, to a safer place that when there is maybe any fire, you know, it can easily be contained without affecting those residential houses.
Are there sanctions for non-compliance?
Yeah, non-compliance has to do when you are constructing or when you are breaching our guidelines.
Okay.
Because in that regard, there will be no non-compliance for the marketer, because we are going to advise, because those houses were there when that session, but when you are constructing your filling station or when you are operating it and you go against our guideline, yes, there are sanctions. There are various sanctions for marketers that go against our guidelines.
All right, if you're just joining us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. We'll take a break now, and when we return, the phone lines, we will start taking your calls, 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. Questions, comments, and reactions. Please stay. We'll be back.
The 18th International HSC Biannual Conference on Oil and Gas Industry in Nigeria will hold in Lagos with the theme Driving Sustainability in the Oil and Gas Industry Through Improved Stakeholders' Environmental Stewardship. Date 26th to 28th November 2018 at the Hotels and Suites. Registration fees 100,000 naira per participant, 50,000 naira for each CPC members and presenting authors, 20,000 naira per student with valid ID cards. Participants should kindly indicate their willingness to attend by registering electronically via www.oghseconf.com.ng. Interested exhibitors should book for their space requirement electronically on or before July 13, 2018. For further inquiries, please contact Mrs. Emily Ayaize, Secretary, Conference Planning and Management Committee on 081-7365-4981. Mrs. Titilaya Jose, Chairperson, Local Organizing Committee on 070-34-00-0082. Or Mr. Paul Osu, Chairman Publicity and Protocol on 081-1395-2154. Or visit our website www.oghseconf.com.ng. Email inquiries at oghseconf.com.ng. Signed, Mrs. Onyebuchi C. Shibeldu, Chairperson, Conference Planning Committee.
All right, you're still listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. And we have our guest in the studio talking about products, depots, jetties, retail outlets, monitoring. And they've said quite a lot about some issues around this very, very important factors in the petroleum downstream sector. Now, Mr. Bashir, let's look at the products outlook, product supply outlook in the country over the next few weeks. You're the DPR and you have a lot of data and information. Can you share that with Nigerians?
Yeah, I think over the next few weeks, from data available to us and activities we have seen in the downstream, we can very confidently say that we have supply stability over the next few weeks or even the next few months. If the supply volume we are seeing, because we are doing almost about imports of almost 60 million liters a day,
okay,
which is far more than our average demand. So we are comfortable, we are sure that the supply outlook is very good over the next few
months. Mr. Issa, the petroleum industry is quite huge, and it's contributes a huge amount to the GDP of the nation. It's a huge industry. How do you manage to regulate all of these effectively?
Yeah, as you can see, the department has offices all over the country. And as of now, we have 27 zonal and field offices spread across the country. And the department has also a view of having each of these state capitals having a DPR representation in there so that we can effectively cover the operations in the oil industry across the country. So that is the drive. And in all those offices we have across the country, we have effective monitoring of activities going on in the entire industry. Daily surveillance, you know, both in the retail outlet and in the depots, in the refineries, even in the petrochemicals industry. So our staff are constantly present 24/7 in those areas to ensure that, you know, activities are taking place at the best industry practice.
Okay, 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. You have questions about products, depots, jetties, and retail outlet monitoring. That's what we're talking about on the program today. Now, let's look at the application for licenses. I understand there are different categories, Category A, Category B, and Category C. Can we just look briefly at the differences between categories A, B, and C? Let's start with that then.
Okay. Category A licenses for the downstream refers to industrial consumers, people that use petroleum product for their own use only, like industries and large product users. Okay. So we give them a license to store and for their own usage. Category B refers to filling stations and people that retail. Actually, even the depots come under the category B license.
Okay.
Yeah, because they store and sell. That is storage and sales license. While the category C is specific to kerosene retailers.
Mm.
And it is for people that are close to the common man, so to say. These are people that sell kerosene to end users, usually not more than 5,000 liters.
These are the
category of licenses we have. And if you go to our website, like I always say, the guidelines are there. How you get these licenses are there. They are very well explained. And like my colleague mentioned, we have offices all across the country to guide anybody who is interested in getting these licenses.
Okay, category B sounds like the most common in Nigeria today.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so can we know we have the information in your website, but can you just take some of them, some of the processes? We can also get the information on the website, but it would do our listener a lot of good if you just highlight
some
of them.
Okay, thank you very much. For the category B, I think the first start is getting a land that would be suitable for a filling station. And the first port of call should be the land authority where you are going to site the filling station. You will need the police to clear you that the site will not constitute either traffic or security breach. You will also need a fire service certification that when you site the filling station in that location, it will not constitute a fire hazard. You will need approval from the town planning authority, which will tell us that, yes, where you are siting the filling station, it is a location that is in conformity with the planned development of that city or that town. After you have done that, we'll go take a look. We will assess the site. If it is okay, then we will give you an approval in principle that, yes, this site looks like a site that will accept for a filling station. Then you get the required documentations, you know, we do another assessment, and all this thing we are doing mostly online. You will upload all these documents
online.
Online, then we'll verify them.
Okay. Yeah. How long does the whole process take from start to finish?
Well, for us, it's a one-day process if all the documents are uploaded.
Oh, really? Just one day?
Yeah, one day to get an approval to construct a filling station doesn't take more than that. If all the documents are verified and you pay the fees, you get it same day.
All right, interesting. So you can just visit the DPR website to get more information on that. What's the website again?
That's www.dpr.gov.ng.
All right. www.dpr.gov.ng. Mr. Issa, I'm happy you're on the show today. Acting Assistant Director, Retail Outlet Monitoring. You know, Nigerians are concerned about what's happening in some of the retail outlets. Sometimes people go to filling stations to buy fuel and they don't give them the full value for their money. What is the DPR doing to check this? It's a serious problem in Nigeria today.
Exactly. Just like I said earlier, you know, through our routine surveillance, because we monitor those filling station on a daily basis,
okay,
and any station that is being found under delivering in terms of its dispensing pump, we isolate it. That means we shut it down and we request the marketer to recalibrate it to the proper, you know, gauging, and we fine him. That is where you earlier says of violations, we fine the marketer. There's a fine of 100,000 naira each pump for that valuation. Then once that is corrected and you pay the fine, then we can now lift that sale and you start using that. You can see 4 or 6 pumps in the filling station, and maybe 1 or 2 of it is under delivery. So we isolate those 2 or 1 as the case may be, and correct it by the marketer. Then we fine him. If there are 2 pumps, it's 200,000. If it's 1, it's 100,000. Then once those payments are made, then we now reopen that particular pumps. And we encourage the public to also call, because we cannot be all the filling stations at the same time. You know, we have over 31,000 filling stations across the country, and our staff cannot be at all those filling stations at the same time. So if they notice any filling station under this, and please, we have hotlines, they should call on those hotlines.
Okay, well, we'll take the hotlines, but before we do, in the past 1 month, do you have a figure of the number of filling stations you've sanctioned so far?
Yeah, because our reports in the last month, let me give you that of July, because we are still in August, and because we're compiling on weekly basis.
Okay.
For last month of July, we have sanctions about 245.
Wow.
Filling stations across the country.
For under dispensing?
For various violations.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay.
For various,
okay. Various
violations. Yeah,
okay.
That has to do with under dispensing, some diversions, you know, some not complying with the safety aspect of their filling station. So various violations. So it might not be only under dispensing. It can be any other violation.
All right. So you heard that, Nigerians, the power is in your hands. All you need to do is just to report. So let's have the hotline now, the number to call to make a report.
Okay. We have a number of 01-279-0000, and we have 01-903-7150.
Okay, 01-279-0000 and 01-903-7150.
And we also encourage them to go to our website. They will see all the numbers of the various zonal and operations controller that they can call them directly relating to specific areas where they have been located.
Okay.
All their numbers are in our website.
That's www.dpr.gov.ng. All right, interesting. I don't know. Let's see if we can take a call or two. 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. Those are the numbers to call. You've heard the hotlines, 01-279-0000 or 01-903-7150. If you have issues of under the dispensing of fuel or products, you can just call those lines and you get in touch with a DPR to lay the complaints. Now, before we go now, Mr. Sadiq, do you have words you want to drop for Nigerians? Petroleum users, petroleum marketers, Nigerians generally.
Yeah, I think what we always encourage people to do is when...
Okay, please, let's just see if we can squeeze in this call, please. Just hold your thoughts a bit. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name, please?
Desmond.
What's your name? I didn't get the name.
Desmond.
Okay, Desmond from Lagos. All right, Desmond, go ahead. Let's do it for 1 minute, please.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Desmond. I guess you You reacted to that briefly already. Well, we just have to wrap things up now. I held your thoughts somewhere, Mr. Bashir. So let's wrap it on that note.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. What we always advise petroleum product users, first of all, is to be safe. You know, when you are buying petroleum product, you should know that, like petrol especially, it is meant to be used in the car. If you are using it for a generator or for any other purpose, you should handle it with care because it is highly inflammable.
Okay.
Under no circumstances should petroleum product come in contact with open light, open source of heat, so to say, not only fire. Yeah, because it is really very hazardous. That is, I think, the most important thing to note.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Bashir Sadiq, the Assistant Director of Product Depots and Jetties. Thanks for coming on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
And also the Acting Assistant Director of Retail Outlet Monitoring, Mr. Issa Ibrahim, all of the DPR. Thanks for coming, Mr. Ibrahim.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, until next week, Wednesday, when another edition of the program DPR Half Hour on the Network Service of Radio Nigeria will come your way. A big thanks to my producer, Tony Ogbagu, and Udowu Izobe, who handled the console. My name is Ahmed Olalekan. Good morning.